They'll do anything to remove it piece by piece if they can, through their lies and through their schemes and through their strategies, loved one. They wear a mask of Christianity. They act like Christians. They look like Christians. They might even smell like sheep, but they're not. Do you understand me?
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Hello again, and thank you for tuning in for Pastor Bill's teaching from the Epistle of 1 Timothy. Pastor has titled today's message, Deceiving Spirits. So let's listen in.
A today word for the church, the corporate church. We're going to talk about deceiving spirits. And you know how timely this word is. Whenever, if you recall, I was praying about, Lord, do I go into the book of Revelation or do I go into 1 Timothy? And I really felt the Lord leading me into 1 Timothy as we've been doing. What a timely word 1 Timothy is for the culture and the day that we live in. Amen. Remember now that Paul commanded Timothy. He said, Timothy, you have to remain in Ephesus. The church is falling apart. You have to set it in order. And that's exactly what he's doing. He was commanded to stop the some, meaning all those false teachers who we don't know exactly who they were and who were teaching, telling them to teach sound doctrine. And they were teaching, remember, leading the church astray with myths and fables and so forth. So Timothy comes in and he's straightening that out and he's reinstating prayer and so forth and getting that all taken care of. And he's been commanded to make sure that the women, that they're learning the word of God. See, Jesus brought women up to their rightful place. Amen. And then as he does all of that, he does something else. He comes in and he's commanded like it was last week. He says, Timothy, you've got to go in and you have to restore godly leadership, reestablish godly leadership at Ephesus. Now, listen very carefully. I know that I've said this before, but I want to remind you. Remember that Ephesus is a city, a huge city, a very modern city of that time, and it's rooted in the occult. You could even call it one of the great cities that was a stronghold of Satan, or even one of the capitals of Satan. Does that make sense? Rooted in magic, rooted into the occult, rooted in fable and myths and so forth, wandering wizards and all over the city and so forth, and all the magic incantations and the things like that. And plus they worship Diana, the temple of Diana, huge, one of the seven wonders of the world. Remember that their goddess, Diana, she exalted, women higher than men. She gave supremacy to women. She never married, remember, and all that. That's a myth. She's not real. Okay. So what's amazing is, as we look at this city and we go back and historically, and then we bring it up to today, the worship of Diana was the worship of the demonic. Amen? Listen, they built one of the seven wonders of the world, the temple of Diana. Was she there? Whenever they worshiped her and cried out to her, oh, great is Diana of the Ephesians, did she hear? No. Whenever they sacrificed to her, did she say thank you? Why? She's not real. She's not there. Do you understand? Now listen, that is so important because there is only one God. There's only one Savior. There's only one good news. Amen. Now we need to know that this morning and embrace that this morning as we get into our text, because behind every other religion except Christianity, there's the demonic. Now I know that other cults and isms and whatnot would be very upset with me saying that. But there is only one way, and his name is Jesus Christ. All other gods are false gods. So, but behind every other religion, there is a demonic presence. Remember when Paul was talking to the church at Corinth, he told them about the worship of Aphrodite and so forth. And they would bring their food into the idols and all of that. And Paul tells the church at, there in Corinth, he says in 1 Corinthians 10:20, he says, listen, rather than the things with the Gentiles, they sacrifice to demons, not to God. Ooh. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. I don't want you to have koinonia, intimacy with demons. What a word is that? This morning, we're going to talk about deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, and we're going to bring it up to the hour that we're living in, beginning in verse 1. It says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some, not all, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, the word now, the very first word, gives us the contrast. It takes us back to 3:16, where it talks about the mystery of godliness, and it brings us to verse 1, the contrast, to the great mystery of the apostasy that's going to take place. So the Holy Spirit not only just, look at it, expressly says, the word really is explicitly says. In other words, it is absolutely certain. It is absolutely sure. There's absolutely no confusion when the Holy Spirit speaks. It's divine truth. Amen? Now listen, did you catch that? The Holy Spirit says. Do you believe that the Holy Spirit still speaks today?
Yes.
Amen. There's not a doubt about it. Remember whenever Philip was there and he was teaching and preaching and so forth, man, revival was breaking out. And in Acts 8:29, I think it is, what did the Holy Spirit say to Philip? Remember, the angel had sent him into the desert. And then the Holy Spirit said it to him when his chariot was coming, said, go and overtake the chariot. That was the Ethiopian eunuch. If we went into Acts chapter 10, the Holy Spirit spake unto Peter. If we went into Acts chapter 13, verse 2, we know that the Holy Spirit spoke and said this, separate unto me, the Holy Spirit said, Barnabas and Saul, or Paul, for the work that I have called them to. The Holy Spirit is not just a doctrine, loved one. The Holy Spirit is a person, amen? He is here, and He wants to move, and He wants to remove every chain and anything that is wrong in your life. That's why He hovers over darkness to remove it, amen? And so He is present with us right now. And look at it now. It says, the Holy Spirit says this, in the latter times. Only found here, those two words, latter times in the New Testament, found only here. Some, not all, some will depart from the faith. Here's what I don't want you to do. Don't confuse the falling away, the specific falling away that's found in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. That's not what we're talking about here. That falling away, remember, takes place after the church is removed. This right here is a different. This is about deception, pockets of deception, heavy deception from the time of the apostles until the return of Christ. And they plan, they are smooth, and we are in a huge pocket of deception in our nation and in the world right now. Man, listen, you know, when you see how the false teaching has escalated in history throughout Christendom, and even today, it is the false teaching and the doctrines of demons and deceiving spirits are unbelievable. It seems as they have ripened, if you will, through the ages. I believe with all of my heart that we have already, or the world has already paved the way for God to send strong delusion that they may believe the lie once we're removed from this. Amen. Matter of fact, what did John write in 1 John 2:18? He said unto us, he said, listen, this is the last day. This is the last hour. Peter said, listen, mockers are coming and they're going to say, oh, where's the promise of his coming and so forth. We are living right this minute in the latter times. Yes. We're living in the greatest deception that has ever, I believe, occurred in the history of Christendom, and it's happening right now. Look at verse 1 again. The Holy Spirit says that some, in latter times, some will depart from the faith. Depart from the faith. The word depart there is a very sad, sad word. It means that a person, a man or a woman, they're going to depart from the essential doctrines of the faith of Christianity. And the word depart means to literally desert. It means to abandon. It, in the Greek, it's literally apostatize. Listen, an apostate is a person, an individual, who willfully and deliberately abandons the faith of Christianity that they once believed. They walk completely away from it. And here's what's sad. Do you remember that Paul had warned the leadership at Ephesus about this? He had warned them in Acts chapter 20. He said, listen, he was telling them, savage wolves are going to come in. But they didn't heed his warning. They didn't guard the fellowship at Ephesus. They didn't set up sentinels, and they weren't ready. Paul says in Acts 20:29, and for I know this, that after my departure, remember Paul had been there 3 years. After my departure, he's talking to the elders of Ephesus. He says, savage wolves will come in among you. And listen to what they're going to do. It says they're not going to spare the flock. He says, also from among yourselves, your own little church. He says, from among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things. That's the doctrine of demons. And it says, here it comes, and they will drag away the disciples in that fellowship after themselves. I cannot tell you how important what Paul just said. Loved one, listen, first of all, the attack, it didn't come from without the church, did it? It came from within the church, among those who were sitting in the pews there at Ephesus, if you will. And here's, listen, these false teachers then and today, here's what they do. They are identity stealers. Say that with me. Identity stealers. That's exactly what they do. How do I know that? Because they draw disciples. They draw men and women. They draw them away, drag them away. And it says there to give them a new identity. In other words, making disciples like themselves. Identical to themselves, not after Jesus Christ. Does that make sense? Oh, listen, you know, why in God's name would anyone that had been taught by the Apostle Paul for 3 years at Ephesus depart from the faith? You ever think about that? Why would they do that? I give you two reasons. The first one is this. They really didn't know the truth. They couldn't have known the truth. If you know the truth, you've been set free. Amen? They didn't know the truth. You know, as Christians today, they get a lot. You know why they get in trouble? I mean, it's like this. They treat the Bible like a new ownership manual that they have in the glove box of a new car. Have you ever read your owner's manual? No. The only time you read your owner's manual is when, I don't know how this works. I got a problem. Thank you, Mario. It's a true word. And that's the way a lot of Christians, that's the way a lot of young teenagers today treat the Word of God. The second reason that they probably fell away, departed, followed another false teaching from the deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons is because, no doubt, if Paul the Apostle was in your midst teaching, the miraculous was always there. Amen? Oh, listen. So they probably experienced the power of God. They had to have. And a lot of people experience the power of God, the presence of God, but they have never received the person of God, Jesus Christ. You see, there are people that God heals, but they didn't get saved. Are you following me? What did Jesus say in Matthew 7:21? He said, many, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not do many wonders in your name? And Jesus will say unto them, depart from me. You know, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. You never did the will of God. And Jesus didn't condemn him for preaching. He didn't condemn him for casting out devils or doing many wonderful works. He said, I don't know who you are. You call me Lord, Lord, but you didn't do anything I asked you to do. You're not born again. There's no intimacy between you and me. And maybe exactly that's what happened there. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come, and it's already here, loved one, that when they, meaning professing Christians, they will not endure, they'll not tolerate sound, healthy teaching or doctrine. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they'll heap up for themselves teachers and they will turn their ears away from the truth. I don't want to hear the truth anymore. And be turned aside. Turned aside. Who would turn them aside? I'll tell you, deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons, because they're turned aside to fables or to myths, and meaning a lie. Now look at it again, verse 1. It says, the Spirit expressly says in latter times, some will depart from the faith, and now we know why. It says, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines, plural, see that S, doctrines of demons. So the source or the cause of their departure is because what they gave heed to. The word take heed is present continuous in the Greek, which means they constantly were heeding the words of these false teachers. They were actually attaching themselves and devoting themselves daily to the words that were being spoken by the false teachers. Now, what is a deceiving spirit? Because they're present. They're all over the world. Amen? A deceiving spirit is a demon that attempts to lead an individual astray, and he does it by deception. In other words, deceiving comes from the word, when we get our word planet, okay, wandering planet, whatever. So they cause a person to wander away from the truth that can set them free, which is the word of the living God. Amen? And deceiving spirits, they are present everywhere. You see the word spirit, that meaning they're unholy, they're filthy, they're fallen angels, if you will. And they teach the doctrine of demons. Now, that means that they're teaching lies from the father of all lies and teaching it as truth. Does that make sense? It's happened then, it is happening today. We, right now, we are living in the latter times. And let me tell you something, the world that we live in is getting stronger in their doctrine. And the world has a doctrine. You want me to tell you what it is? Here it is. Be conformed. Be conformed to my identity. Be conformed to my lifestyle. You do that, we'll accept you. And you know what? In my identity, in my lifestyle, it doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter anything. We'll accept you because, well, we're of the world. We're not born again. We're natural man. We're still an Adam. And in Adam, all die and Christ all be made alive. Amen? No. And I look at it and I say, oh, Lord, how horrible. Listen to me now. Here's what the world wants to do. The world wants to kill, destroy your identity, Christian, your identity in Christ. The world wants you to melt down. The world wants to tell you that you hear it enough, God's not real, God doesn't care. If God really cared, why would all that happen in Uvalde? Why would all those innocent children die if there was really a loving God? Are you with me? And I say, oh, Lord, you see, these people, these deceiving spirits, the world's doctrine says this, I want you to act like me. I want you to talk like me. I want you to think like me. I want you to live like me. I want you to embrace my identity. And a lot of believers are living like the world instead of living above the world. Amen? Yes. When I say, oh, Lord, listen, the Bible says in 1 John 5:19, that the whole world lies in the sway of the wicked one, the unbelieving world, the world that doesn't want anything to do with Jesus Christ, that anti-Christ spirit. We do not struggle today against flesh and blood. That's not our fight. Amen? The Bible says in Ephesians 6:11 or 6:12, it says, put on the whole armor of God. All of it. Not just a few, all the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, strategies, doctrines, schemes of the wicked one. Oh, the deceiving spirits that are so present. And you know how you would say, Bill, how in the world does a deceiving spirit teach doctrine of the devil? How does that happen? Let me tell you how. People. They use people. They use hypocritical liars and so forth, inspired by Satan, and they teach all these things. Look at verse 2. Speaking what? Lies. Pseudo-logos. Only here in the Greek, in the New Testament. Pseudo-logos. Speaking lies. Speaking falsely, if you will. And look how they do it. In hypocrisy. So listen carefully now. demons do their work. Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, they do their work through hypocritical liars, meaning people. People that are, they're play actors, and they know that they're play actors, and here's what they want to do. They want to do something to the youth in the barn. Listen very carefully. Everyone in this chapel, those that are listening live right now, listen, they want to do something. They want to remove who you are in Christ Jesus. They want to destroy your identity. They want to change your identity. They'll do anything to remove it piece by piece if they can, through their lies and through their schemes and through their strategies, loved one. So the first thing that they do is outward. They wear a mask of Christianity. They act like Christians. They look like Christians. They might even smell like sheep, but they're not. Do you understand me? No, listen, they are kind. That's what's amazing. Have you ever met them? I have. Oh, they're kind. I've had pastors that are hypocritical liars stand and lie to me and smile and love me. And they're the most charismatic people I've ever been around. You want to believe them. Matter of fact, they're so convincing, it's so easy to believe them. Do you understand? But really, it's an act. It's a play. They're actors. They're just wearing a mask. They're not real. They're playing a part. And here's the tragedy today. They might be pastors in the pulpit, evangelists. They might be on TV. They might be in Bible colleges. Are you following me? They might be online influencers. Oh, listen. But you know what they are? They're servants, not servants of the living God. They labor for the devil. Whenever you hear a pastor deny the virgin birth, or anyone, whenever you hear them deny not only the virgin birth, but the resurrection, when they deny the substitutionary atonement, the sacrifice of Christ on the cross for the sins of the world, when they deny the inerrancy of God's word, thy word, Jesus said, is truth, they work for the devil. Do you understand? And I'm not ashamed to say that. Yet I can receive any email. I don't care. Listen, God's word is truth. Whenever you see a denomination fall away from the doctrines of the holy word of God and perform same-sex marriage, they are not working for Jesus Christ. It's a false doctrine. Do you understand me? Man cannot, they can change God's word, but it doesn't matter. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away. But they will. Amen. No, and I look at this and I say, oh Lord, this word is such a today word for us right this minute. Why? Because the world and nations and cities and colleges, they have been groomed by the wicked one. Listen, this world has been groomed to accept as normal same-sex marriage. Do you understand me? You say, Bill, are you a bigot? You hate people? I love people, but I love the truth. Because it's the only thing that'll ever set us free. And I say, oh, the world, I mean, man, the demons have groomed mankind to accept same-sex marriage as normal, to teach evolution as truth, and to even teach us that abortion is choice. That's what's happening right now. Loved one, listen to me. The only battle that we face in this life, there's only one, and that is whether we will believe God's word or not. And whether we will build our life on the integrity and the faithfulness of the living word of God who cannot lie. Amen. Oh, listen, I want to ask you a question. The enemy, do you know what he wants to do? The deceiving spirits, you know what they want to do? They want to define your reality. Not only that, they want to redefine your identity in Christ, who you really are in Christ. Listen, this is so important. Ask yourself right now, who or what defines your reality? Is it the living God or is it the God of this age? Boy, we need to know. Because I'm going to tell you what, when your reality is the Word of God, that defines your life. That defines your walk. That defines your purpose. Amen? And Satan is a liar. He is a counterfeiter. Everything that he does, the deceiving spirits and the doctrines of demons are so powerful. Listen, just as God speaks truth and raises up people that have been purchased by the blood of Christ and sends them out to speak his truth, Satan speaks lies and raises up those hypocrites or whatever they might be to go out and speak his lies and speak it as truth.
Once again, we're out of time, but Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow with the conclusion to today's message. So please join us if you can. And in the meantime, we pray that your day is blessed. Thanks for listening today. So long, everyone. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.